that you're relevant in your generation. These martyrs reaffirm some things. It says, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are His judgments, for He hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. Why is she mentioned as the great whore, chapter 17, and not the Babylonian city and system? Because she was the one that gave a green light on sin. She was the one that made the nations bustle one against another to get more and have more. And she said it was okay. And our world loves the lie. We love the lie. In fact, even though we see in our dramas of our day, organized crime taking money and giving it to the false church as it's represented today, and they look the other way even though they know these guys are killers, it's telling you that religion really doesn't represent anything but a license to sin. If you sin, come to confession, we'll give you something for that. We'll forgive you. We'll give you absolution. If you got a lot of money, we'll give you, bring some money in after you die, and we will pray you out of purgatory. There is no purgatory in the Bible. The Bible says, he that believeth in the Son has passed from death unto life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. That's Scripture, folks. We're not going to be going from this world into a time of judgment and get out after a while. There's no hope after death. If you end up in hell for eternity, it's a done deal. Anybody who thinks that they're going to go to a purgatory and be burned with fire for a period of years, and they're going to be made better by that somehow? I don't know about you, but when I get hurt, I get mad. Don't you? I mean, it makes me angry, man. I got stung by a bee a week ago. I want everybody to just say, "Aw." Would you help me here? I got stung by a bee, and it hurt, and it was on my... Yeah, amen. It was on my ring finger, and it began to swell, and I began to say, "Honey, aren't you glad you got somebody standing by you can say, look, that stung me." But folks, they're not going to get better in purgatory. They're going to get madder and madder. And they're going to be consumed. And the Bible says it will be pain and gnashing of teeth. We have dumbed down our idea of the insidiousness of sin. Do you know when we go on in an unrepentant, continual behavior, we're throwing roadblocks and stumbling blocks on in front of everybody around us. We're like a blind man on fire running around burning everybody. Because everybody thinks, well, he's cool. If you're attractive, if you've got money, if you've got status, and you go on in your life apart from God, you're telling everybody this is the way it works. Be like me, the celebrities. Oh, man, I'm a fan. Boy, I love this movie star. I love that sports star. They are human flesh. And they will answer to Almighty God just like the small will answer and the great will answer. The rich will answer and the poor will answer. You can be an up and outer or you can be a down and outer, but the one thing you got in common is you're out. Folks, we need Jesus. Amen. These guys said salvation. He said, they're saying we've been killed and here we are under the altar living large, enjoying heaven's glories. But oh Lord, one thing we need to make our joy complete, and that's the judgment of the system that has corrupted us, that made us have to go through that because we bought the lie before the rapture. Hallelujah! Salvation. Not only salvation, but it says salvation and glory, because now the esteem of all the principalities and powers come to bear and they say, we understand the glory of Christ and the manifold wisdom of God has been seen in the church as He has made a group of people something they once were not. You were once not a people, but now you are the people of God. How awesome is that? You once were sinners, now you're saints. You once were paupers, now you're princes and princesses. God does the miracle, and only He has the keys of the kingdom. And when we get on His train, as it were, and we become His fan, and the thing that lights us up the most is Jesus, then we're getting it. Because that's what God will have in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what it means. Praise Jehovah. And they're going to be shouting. And in fact, these verses are called the Hallelujah Chorus of the New Testament because four times they use the words. It says, righteous are His judgments in verse 2. And it says, And true and righteous are His judgment, for He hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication. What is her fornication? We visited that before. We hear the word, we think of relationships, intimacies outside of marriage. This is about spiritual fornication. We have given our hearts up to the great harlot. Now I can make the harlot the bad guy on the block, and she indeed is. God makes her the bad guy, but she is also the mother of harlots. There are a whole lot of other ones running around underneath her. She spawned many other ones. In fact, just because we're Baptists doesn't make us not susceptible to her sway. Because we believe that once you're saved, you're always saved. Once you're born again, you can't be unborn. And I believe that. Jesus said, I will in no way cast you out. And if you sin and you're a child of God and you go on sinning, I'll spank you. And if I don't get your attention through a basic spanking as a father to his son, I'll take you home early. That's what the Bible teaches. You read it. It's in there. He's not going to cast anybody out who comes to Him. The problem is some of us have bought the lie that because we're saved once forever, we can manipulate God into saying we'll do whatever we want and we'll live any way we want. And what we're doing is we're lying to ourselves. We've never been saved. You know, you don't come to God and say, God, please save me, and then get up and walk out and go out and play the same old game. God changes us. It's called being reborn, a regeneration. It's called regeneration. It's new birth. You get a new heart, a heart of flesh, where once there was a heart of stone. You get a conscience back if you're older. Beloved, testimony after testimony, life change after life change. People are changed when they meet Jesus. Now, I concern myself because all I can do is look at the outside. You know what the litmus test of whether you're a child of God or not? It's the fruit. By their fruit, you shall know them. Do you have a want to follow God? Do you have a want to tell others about Jesus? Is there something in there? You may not know how yet, but there should be some angst. You know my little guy, my little grandson? We went over to see him yesterday. And I told my wife, I said, well, he doesn't like me all that much. He likes me about as much as he likes anybody else who arrives on the scene. Well, we got there and Grandma got him, my wife got him, and he started reaching for Grandpa. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And he started, and you know what he did? He'd start running me around. I got him, but he's leaning to get me to go where he wants me to go. Okay? So I follow where he's leaning. Takes me to the books. You know what he wants me to do? He wants me to read to him. You know why? Because he has an inherent desire to learn and grow. It's innate. It's nature. God does that. He'll stand there and he'll just be dancing. No music in the room. He's dancing because God gave him a song. And he gave you one too, but you turned on the radio and turned the old music back on. I found a neat song recently. I sang it with you guys recently. Well, not with you, but a little bit with you. It's that new song, I Will Rise When He Calls My Name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise. Oh, beloved, it's coming. We're going to rise. And we're going to leave all this behind. Will that make you sad? What will you miss? Boy, I'll tell you what, it's a burden for those who've got their eyes in their head. This is hard. If you're trying to keep your nose clean, keep yourself righted with God, it's a battle. Paul said, who will deliver me from the body of this death? Did he find perfection like the holiness crowd teaches? No, he says, I'm miserable. That I want to do, I don't do. And that I don't want to do, I do. Here's a battle going on in the believer's heart. The Bible teaches us in His Word that we are going to get out of here one day and we will shout hallelujah just like these martyred saints of the tribulation and possibly even martyred prophets of the Old Testament dispensation. Verse 3 says, and again they said hallelujah, and her smoke, there it is, her smoke rose up forever and ever. Whose smoke? The smoke of all of Babylon, all of the Babylonian system. I believe there's going to be fires everywhere. I believe that when you read in Isaiah and chapter 33 about Edom, that's one place. You're going to see the smoke of Edom burning throughout the millennium. It says in verse 33, chapter 33 in Isaiah, verses 13 and 17 through 17, hear ye who are afar off what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. How much might does it take to turn the world upside down? How much might does it take to burn every city and to start things over? You're going to get a new flat screen TV in heaven? No. You're going to have a Game Boy in heaven? You won't. Or in the millennium? No. You won't need it. The world will be animated. It will frolic. It will flourish. You will eat the best. Everything, every sense you have will be heightened. Fellowship and joy will be at its apogee. God will see to it that you will have everything because God does everything better than the devil. And we think that what we got now is the best thing going, and it isn't, folks. Don't sell out. Don't take the world for the world for what God's got in store. Because God Himself will rule and reign, and He will make everything awesome. He will make all this seem like a misery. Well, we see Him saying that the smoke, and I want to read the rest of that. It says, the sinners in Zion are afraid, and fearfulness has seized the hypocrites. They will be saying, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? The smoke of Edom will be right outside, southeast of Jerusalem. They will see that smoke. The Bible says, in answer to that question, he who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, he who gestures with his hand saying, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed. You like that rap music? Go kill somebody, rape somebody, hurt somebody. Stops their ears from bloodshed and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. Beloved, the Bible says he will dwell on high. The Bible says his place of defense will be a fortress of rocks. Bread will be given to him. His water will be sure. And your eyes, listen to this, your eyes will see the king in his beauty. That's the guy. You say, well, I don't want them, and I like the bribery. I like the bloodshed music, and I like seeing evil things. If I said to you today that you had to turn off the music or you couldn't go in, would you? My Bible tells me there's a divine tension about your behavior and about what you will end up with in eternity. Your fruit, what is in there? Does it grieve you, or are you glad about what's going on around us? You see, we need to be people who sigh and cry, as in Zechariah's day, and say, Lord God, please, deliver me from the body of this death. It's hard. I turn to the left and the right. What I want to do, I don't do. There ought to be some battle going on. If you're a genuine article for God, He knows. The Bible says the foundation of the Lord stands sure. The Lord knows them that are His. Does He know you this morning? Well, this passage goes on to say in verse 4, it says, and the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, and all they had to say was, Amen, Hallelujah. They're just assenting to it. Verse 5 says, voice came out of the throne saying, praise God, all ye His saints, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, of the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. You want to know what the thread is, as it were, to the chronology of Revelation? Well, if you look at that statement, you will find it over in chapter 11 and in chapter 12. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The Lord reigns. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God. He's taking